Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello there, everybody.
I almost foobarred.
How's your Saturday going? Well, it's about to get better because we're here and we're going to reveal to you what your future holds. Now, bear in mind, again, that we're only using an ordinary deck of playing cards. Facebookers that are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, you can see me holding them up right now. Love Talkers, you are very much welcome to join them on the Facebook live that is streaming.
We have people that do both, yeah.
Yeah, I know, and that's what I would do.
I would, too.
Yeah, and you can go there and see us in action. So, yes, I am Deborah Lee, and I will be your Psychic Love Doctor for the next hour or so. And this is my co-pilot right here. This is Jimbo Baggins.
Peace, love.
Yes. And he is going to do your angel card readings. But bear in mind now that we are not going to be using tarot, oracle cards, or any of the other systems that are out there. We focus completely on personal prophecy, as my grandmother taught it to me. And we're going to really have some eye-opening moments.
You have a really good show, Like Ed Sullivan used to say, really good show. Are you done, Ski?
I think I'm done.
All right. Like to start off with our automatic disclaimer, our opening statement disclaimer. This show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. So do not legally bind any reading you get here. Don't do stuff that crazy. Don't do crazy stuff. All right, it's information. Take it with a grain of salt. Apply it to your life situation, but don't start dumping girlfriends, divorcing wives, quitting jobs, and everything from your one single reading. Don't do it.
Yeah, you've got to get more insight than one reading. So that's why we put that out there.
Well, and real quick, somebody asked a good question.
Yeah.
And we forget to address this. We have to make this part of our spiel that all questions are on the books, not just love questions.
That's exactly correct.
Love is like a very popular one, especially back way back in the day when the internet first came to be. Everybody was, that's all they cared about. It was really weird, you know, but there's other things. It was like, oh, what about, and the word soulmate. That was huge back when the internet first came around. You heard that so much that it didn't have any meaning anymore.
I did not create the Psychic Love Doctor title. It was given to me by scouts. Well, I was scouted on AOL back in the mid-90s. And they asked me, would you like to be the AOL, they even called it America Online back then.
It's got a nice ring to it. What do you want to say? Psychic intuitive doctor, that just doesn't have a ring.
You're right, it doesn't.
And love is, it's your main one, but it's, you'll do everything except gambling.
Yeah, my odds aren't very good for that. I tried.
I mean, anything, work, life, home, friendships.
People, we can look into their mind.
Yep.
Find out what your partner's really
thinking. Any frenemies. Yep.
Your children. We do a lot of work with people that have children that seem to be on the verge of either developing, behavior issues or are already on their way. Also, relatives, friends, coworkers, neighbors. You know, there's just a wide spectrum. Career insights. Are you living your career or are you just trudging off to a J-O-B?
Which isn't a bad thing.
not, especially if you have a really wonderful hobby that you love. So you'll go do blah, blah, blah.
A lot of people do that. They have their job and then they have their thing.
But if you aspire to something else, you know, like really want to get out of the work you're doing and get into some type of really creative, expressive, you know, profession.
Yeah, it's a crapshoot because not every single thing that you love with all your heart is marketable. That's the problem. We live in a world, you got to have that freaking money. You can get on your little unicorn when you go to sleep and your head's on the pillow and run around and say, oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my dreams. But you know what? When your power bill gets the disconnect notice, just tell them, hey, I got some dreams and see how that flies. So, you know, there is a certain point where you got to have the J-O-B if that's all you're going to get. But then have the hobby. It's okay.
Yeah, you can. It can be very lucrative.
Perfect world, your love that you love doing is also a thing that Mark makes you money. But we know that some things that's just not going to happen. Give it a shot, but have a backup plan is what I always say to kids. You know, especially kids, they all want to, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. That's cool, but have a backup plan.
You got to have something.
Because life is a cruel bitch.
Yeah.
And she don't care about how pretty your little unicorn is that you're riding around on your dreams is. She's going to say, where's my rent?
Yeah.
How are you going to eat? You know, that kind of thing. Anyway, let's get back to this.
We're coming to get your car.
Laura from Canada.
Oh,
yeah, there's
yay.
Our international shout-out that we speak of.
Yeah,
so,
if you're international, let us know.
Yeah, give us the spiel. Let us know if you're a caller, because we get them on callers occasionally.
Yes.
Or if you're on Facebook, which is more common, let us know, and we'll give you a live international shout-out.
No, it's not that they're more special. It's just that we would like to acknowledge them. It's very late. Often where they are, sometimes into the next day, you know, where the internet.
We would like people from not just this country to be watching the show too. It's just nice to know that we can, that the internet helps us go global, because you never could have done that without the internet, really.
No.
No. So it is what it is. It helps us folks that aren't rich and famous actually at least be available to other people that aren't rich and famous. The number to call in, because let me get back to the intro, and people are coming and going, so I got a 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. That's the primary means to call in. We'll talk about secondary methods. When you call in, they'll tell you, basically, you're going to go on hold, and you can listen to the show, and when you hear the show, everything is working in perfect order. We have a list of phone numbers. We know what order they're in.
Yeah.
Great
little guy.
Yeah, we'll have to
move him for now.
Yeah, you can play him later. They won't see him, but that's fine. We'll have to play him on our audios. When we do take your call, please, if you can, it'd be great. Do all these following things that I say, if you can legally and safely do them, and or safely, you know, it's an and or an or. Immediately get off speakerphone, because when you're on hold, you're on speakerphone, unless you really like have that phone stuck to your ear for 20, 30 minutes. I do not. Speakerphone, Bluetooth, make it go bye-bye. All your multitasking you're doing because you had time to kill while you're on hold, shut it down. Dishes can wait. If you're busy beating the children, they can take a rain check on their ass whooping, stuff like that. All your background noises.
Ass whooping.
You just see, this happens a lot. I'll say like two sentences and she'll hear three words out of it. That's all she heard out of that whole thing I said. All right, anyway, back all your background noises and stuff, because you had stuff going on while you're on hold to keep you occupied. Shut everyone. Make it, in other words, make it like the most awesome environment ever for a cell phone call, because it's your call's going through the normal cell phone tower, then it's going to the internet, Blog Talk, and then it's coming into our computers and on our speakers, and there's a lot of loss of quality there. So if it gets bad enough, we're going to keep asking what, who, what, where, back and forth, and it just sucks.
Exactly.
And then it drags the show out, and you're not happy. Right. Nobody's happy. Everybody's unhappy. We're all taking pills for being depressed then after that. So, next subject is for those that can't call in, many of them can't, even domestic people, believe it or not, but especially our international folks, we will open the floor occasionally to Facebook Messenger. If you got internet, which you do, if you're either on Facebook or you're on Blog Talk. If you got internet, you can then communicate and have a question taken care of here with us. But you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. That's who you're going to messenger. And you can only do it when we actually ask. That point, you know, like people, Facebook Messenger doesn't have a cool automatic holding system thing. So we'd have to just hang up on you if we weren't ready for you. So bear that in mind. Lady R from South Africa.
Hey,
we just mentioned her the other day. Well, there she is. Yeah, we just mentioned her a few days ago that checks in with us like every month or so or two or whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hope everything's going well. Also, real quick. Let's see here. At the end of your reading with Deborah, I do mean end of your reading because that means you have transitioned to your one little angel card reading real quick before you go, because we got to move on. You can't ask Deborah questions forever. That's what going to the psychiclovedoctor.com website and arranging for a private reading. Then you can do that as much to your heart's little desire.
True.
Because so you have that time block arranged, it's all yours. But on the show, we gotta just roll. We gotta limit the amount of time, amount of back and forth question type stuff. We got to. So when you hear the harp, you gotta let it go. Let me give you an angel card reading so we can move along. Let's see, international folks. Kemba needs to remind us where she's from, just in case I don't want to miss another one, another international folk. If you're not international, then don't sweat it. All right, let's jump in. Area code 203, connect.
You're on the air. Thank you for calling. And
live.
What is your first name?
Hi, so this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
My Belle.
How are you?
I'm well. My question is, I guess, about my love life, if anything is going to be happening.
Rock and roll.
All right, let me ask you, are you new with us, or have you called before?
I've called a couple of times before.
Okay. Yeah, I felt familiarity.
Yeah, I said too. Actually, Kemba, international shout-out, is also from the UK.
Yay, Kemba.
Yay.
All right, hon, go ahead, Michelle.
By the way, the one other time that I was on the show, you kind of advised me to leave my job, and I did, and that was a good move.
Well, thank you for letting me know.
That's a bold move. It's not easy to do.
No,
and now,
I mean, just the,
yeah.
And you picked up on how they just didn't, you know, see me in the right light or appreciate me, and that's the worst.
It's pretty common.
There are things that are important to know.
They are, and it's common. It does happen a lot, and some people don't get the insight
until
it's way too late, and they've been there a long time. They're like, people don't, this place sucks. I'm here for 10 years. What do I do? But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Love, what would you like to know about love?
Well, if anything's going to happen for me,
okay,
things
all right.
Up.
Do you have any possibilities, things that are some maybes out there already?
Well,
okay.
There's somebody I'm thinking is a remote possibility in many respects because he's also across the country.
Yes, that distance thing. Okay, so there is that one very, very slim possibility that you see, and everything else could be people you have not met yet, or you have met them, but you don't know that they were possibilities. Always intriguing, the world of love.
Yes, and we all have to remember that life is an immense sea of opportunity. Michelle, it sounds like you are at sea.
Yeah, are you on a little rowboat?
Oh, really? You know, I don't know. People say that they can't hear me well.
We hear you fine. We just hear a lot of strange background.
Like water. Like,
water.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was cleaning up the carpet, so sorry.
We request respectfully that please stop the multitasking unless, you know, it's an emergency. If your dog just late at night.
I'm so sorry.
You gotta do it, you know, but yeah, we got
We're
you.
Just killing
I just
me
spotted it. I just spotted my cat vomited on the carpet. So.
No, we understand that. We have pets. We understand.
That is an emergency.
We understand that you got to at least get
right.
in a safe condition, and then you can always clean it. You at least got to get the mask stuff up and covered. All right, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Have you ever met a long-distance
physically met?
Yeah, and could you feel comfortable giving me a first name for that?
His?
For the guy.
Yeah, so I can differentiate here.
Can I say it begins with an M?
Yep.
Yeah, no problem.
Absolutely. M it is.
You know, I think you're very wise to take things slowly where M is concerned because I don't know that he is completely honest about the life.
Okay, I gotcha.
You know.
It's sad that it's kind of true that way a lot of us.
Well, when they're at a distance, you don't really know everything.
Oh, no, you only know what you're getting updated with.
Yeah, so I just was saying, I think there's going to be a much better prospect for you coming. And it's under a designation called
Something that will surprise you?
It's a good surprise.
Okay.
And oh my, this is going to be, I would consider it like love at first sight.
Hmm.
And a lot of people go, oh, come on, Deborah, do you really believe in that? I do because I've seen it. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
It may not be deep, abiding, you know, forever love.
It shouldn't be if it's only because of your eyeballs.
And maybe your groin or your pelvis. Or
I'm just saying, if your eyeballs are saying I'm in love, that means your hormones have something to do with that too.
And you know what? It's like with the animal world. They will pick out the best possible breeding partner.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I'm not knocking it. I'm just, same boat.
I think we women have an instinct for that. We may not always get it right. But you definitely have somebody, golly, this is going to be really an exciting love for you. And I don't think that the two of you have even met yet, okay? Let's see what else is here. Yeah, I think you're going to find out some news about the long distance one that somehow you're going to be aware that there's others.
Well, she did say it was remote anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think she was hanging her hat on that one, so... That makes sense.
No, I it's very slim, you know, it's just that I do know him, but I knew him, and now we reconnected.
Well, and that's not to say that his personal situation won't change, but I think you have a very strong intuition that has been telling you, nice relationship, but let's not lose our head here. You know, and I don't see desperation in your cards, which is a very good thing.
Yeah, desperation leads to making bad choices.
Yes, well, I do want to tell you there's another guy here. This one is really, I get the feeling he's quite a comedian. He's very likable. But when you interact with him in the future, something about him will make you feel uncomfortable. And I'm not sure why.
Well, it's the first crack at it. You know,
Sometimes it can be just that personalities aren't blending. You don't like his silly humor.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah,
that
right. It's hard to
thing.
Put your finger on it right now is what
now,
I'm saying.
Can I ask Michelle what kind of work you do?
Oh, I'm an engineer.
Wow. Hey, that's pretty good.
Mechanical, electrical?
Nuclear?
Systems.
Okay, there you go. That's a pretty good market to be in. Well, all of them are, but yeah.
I want you to be aware that there is a female around you in the workplace who is extremely jealous of you. And this is somebody that acts so nice to your face. But let's just say she's got a big dagger behind her back. So be
well, I think that was where I just quit. I think that was the job I just quit.
And that could be because I haven't read for you in quite a while. So that could be, and you were smart, like we were saying, to get the heck out of there.
Yeah. Well, do more readings. I'll have to see if that should go away then. But we'll see. If it does not, then that could be something new coming.
See, when people are away from the readings for quite some time, the past and the future sort of blends together. So that's why we have to pick out whoever, you know, figure out who everybody is. But I'm going to tell you another thing here. Personally, you are held in very high esteem by people that you work with that are, I think, upper level than you.
Boss level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Management
and
level.
You are very much admired. She's well respected. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be time you do have, I'd say into 2023, you're going to have your choice of these two guys. The one that's a comedian, it makes a lot of jokes.
Mr. Funny Man, Mr. Comedian.
Yeah, right. He reminds me of Doug Heffernan on, what is that called?
King of Queens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great.
Not maybe so in build.
Yeah, maybe not so much as far as eating habits.
Yeah. But the other one I think is going to prove to be a great soulmate for you. That was a beautiful segue.
And now we shall transition.
Yeah.
Before you depart for your angel card reading. Clairsentience?
Yeah.
Archangel Raguel, notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. So if you have any kind of recurring
gut feeling,
which is, yeah, physical and emotional,
or in your heart,
there is some kind of divine guidance you are receiving when you get those feelings, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
really.
And that's not too shabby coming from angels.
Yeah, if you get like different senses, maybe physically hair on your back standing up, or you just get that, I don't know about that, dude. That's divine guidance.
That's what I think she would feel about this funny guy.
This other guy that's a potential that she has not met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling. We really appreciate having you.
Thank you.
Try not to be a stranger so we can.
Yeah, you held a long time. We like that.
I appreciate it. Okay.
Call in again often.
Yeah. It would love
that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. We're going to go to next caller. It's 229, Georgia, 229.
Hello.
Or is it Georgia?
And welcome to the show. Are you, hello?
Thank you for taking my call. This is Melvin.
Oh, yes, Melvin.
Hey,
how are you
it's
doing?
It's been a wee bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
All
I
right.
Ask, what do you, do I have to ask a question? I just want to know, like, what's coming up good for me? I've really been going through a lot. You already know that.
We know that. We can help you narrow that down. Is there one particular, obviously you want everything. You want good stuff to come in all parts. Is there one part of your life that you really, really need something good to come in more than other parts?
Yeah, well, Jesus. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
but, I was at a football game at my high school where I used to coach at.
Right.
And fans and players keep asking me about coming back coaching. But I'm having some difficulty with some of the board members. But my question is, do you all see me coaching football for this high school, at my high school where I used to coach at, next season?
That is a really good, straight-up
question.
Gotcha. And I remember one of your earlier calls to us. Yeah, actually, we talked about this. Remember?
No, I don't remember.
It was like your first, might have been your first call or your second call ever. I think it was the first one you talked about this. This was back, this would have put you, I think, this was in summer. Some of the schools haven't even started their season yet.
Some schools do.
It was right on those transitions. Depends on where you are. If they're just practicing or if they're actually started their season. All schools are different.
Yeah.
That's about when that call was. And I remember there was one person during that was an obstacle. Remember there was
it's
one
amazing.
Person.
Amazing. You remember.
With sports.
Yeah,
we're
there it
sports.
Is.
Well, has the energy shift yet?
Well, the cards are going down. And I was just helping Deb remember the original situation, which could help your reading. Now let's see what Deb's got to see.
I feel, yes, that it's going to come to pass for you.
Next season.
Yeah. The thing is, I think that you need to find out, because I feel like you're going to have to kind of really strive or fight to get back into the game, so to speak. You should ask them, what's the heartburn?
Yeah. Is there a point where you actually get to talk interview-wise with people about this?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And they, you know, they went out and hired coaches that have stains on their record and stuff and alcoholics and all kinds of, you know, they just looked over me. And, but I got a good idea what I'm going to do because I'm going to send emails to all the board members, superintendent, the principal. They know me. These people know me in this community. But it's somebody else just don't want me on my side, on the top. You know, there's a lot of envious people around me that don't want me to coach because they know that's my heart and soul. I love coaching. I love kids. And I don't like going to.
Go ahead.
Don't like going to games and see what, that's my calling on earth.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I
just want to see has the energy change. Yeah, I did ask you all at the beginning of the summer, but this season is about over with. So I just want to see, do I have a stronger chance than the first time?
Yeah, the potential is great this time.
Your chances increase for next season.
Mm-hmm. And there is still some sort of obstacle there.
Yeah, obviously there's a person.
But confront it. Exactly.
Yeah, and you're being proactive. You already plan them. You have this plan to email all the board members and stuff. I mean, if you're proactive and petition, and lobby for yourself, you know, good things should happen.
I see it happening.
She sees it happening.
So I think we could try it.
And then just check back on it again later, because you know maybe when the season's over, because then there might be a lot of. Yeah, check back when the season is actually over.
That's a great
when a lot
idea.
Of people are not satisfied with how it went and stuff, and then we'll look at the cards again when the season's over, which isn't far away.
And if you're that popular with the fans and players, it seems to me that they need to let you have your, your
typically a normal school would typically want somebody that was who was familiar in the community, that was respected in the community, that didn't have all this crap going on and the drinking and getting arrested by cops. You know, you don't want that as an example for kids that are not adults yet.
Exactly.
And I've never been in trouble. I've never been, nothing, you know?
Can I ask
one small question, another small question, or do I have time?
Well, actually, we have a long list.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, Bella, you call us back.
We'll be on again Monday
Monday for sure. You know, call us back. You're welcome to call every show we do. We can only do one per show. All right. We're sorry, Melvin.
Okay. That's all right.
The angel card reading. Subject is career transition.
Yeah.
Archangel Shamael. Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. So
I think it's coming
for you. Maybe that door is starting to open for you.
Yeah, especially if they had a bad season. I mean, was this a winning season for them, or what was the team?
Was it a terrible season?
Yeah, I mean, they're not doing very well. They lost five and three, and then they have two more games. They're probably going to lose those last two games.
Tough game.
But they may make the playoffs, but I think they're going to get put out in the first round of the playoffs. They're just how pitiful they are.
See, that's why they need you.
All right, well, and somebody with standards. Yeah. All right, well, definitely keep lobbying for yourself, and let's keep checking on this.
Absolutely.
And then you have another question, call back and ask another question.
Yes, there you go, Melvin.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You have a good night.
All right.
Yeah, we got a lot of callers, so that's an example of when you have the harps go, we just can't take secondary questions because then people are going to get screwed.
List wasn't so long.
This one's so small, and so we got to do what we got to do. All right, let me see where we're going next. All right.
I think we know who this guy
is. Should, but you know, I never assume anymore because I always get wrong. 779, Illinois, 779.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
It's the crappy state of Illinois. What are you talking about? Illinois is not great. It sucks, and it's cold, and it's horrible.
I thought Illinois was
a terrible state.
Her Eden?
I thought Illinois was her Garden of Eden.
Oh, yeah, right. It would be a Garden of Eden if you'd just take Chicago out. Then it would be okay.
Yeah.
How are you doing now, Teresa?
What's going down?
I got a head cold. It's fine. It's allergies because, you know, it's just my lot in life. At this time of the year, I always catch this little allergy head cold that's right there in the sinuses. It's wonderful.
Well,
we know it well.
I read today that we have an upcoming flu season. They're predicting it's going to be a rough one. So
how about this? How about you don't watch the news and get brainwashed by these idiots who want to make you think that it's a giant-ass flu season and scare you into getting shots? How about that? How about no?
I'd get my shots anyway because they don't hurt anything. So.
You know, that's all they do. That's all you're going to hear. I mean, that's all you're going to ever hear is, oh, my God, it's going to be so bad, blah, blah, blah. You know what? Just shut them off because that's all they want to do is fear-monger you. Fear, fear, fear. Be scared. Don't be scared.
Yeah,
don't be scared. But anyways, I got a question.
Go ahead.
So I need you to read on my dad.
Okay.
What's going down there?
Well, we went up to the VA for his scans and stuff and not so great a news.
Okay. All right. So
What specifically?
Yeah, I mean, do you want to narrow it down or do you want to not divulge the information or do you want to...
Well, it's just, you know, he has prostate cancer came back, but
okay.
It's in the bone.
Oh.
Oh, we know, I know.
Do they have good treatment for that or is it not? I mean...
It's not curable.
Okay.
So it's one of those things where you try to control it and slow it down, type cancers.
I guess, yeah. It's
yeah,
metastasized.
That's the real bad C word. They talk about the other four-letter C word being a bad word. Nah, that bigger word, that's the real nasty
yeah.
C word.
And, you know, like with Daryl, he survived quite a long time.
Right.
They had 4 tiers of chemo for him. But after he exhausted them all, that's when it's like
right.
The cancer just ran amok.
Yeah,
so.
It's
Well, my dad's almost 80, so what is it? I mean, what are you really going to do?
Yes. Yeah. It's spread everywhere, and that's what it does. You know, if you can't eliminate it, eventually it's going to spread. You hope, you know, the medicine is getting better where they can really slow that down a lot. You know?
It has gotten very good.
So you do get a lot of people. I mean, depends on the person, case to case. So a lot of people still get some pretty good extra years of quality life than they used to, like, 20 years ago. But
your cards are ringing up. That while he's still got focus and, you know, he isn't circling the drain by any means as yet, are his affairs in order?
No.
Well, they should be. And
well, he doesn't want it to be because he's that kind of person. But that's
that's the hardest part on earth is to make that kind of person have to do that.
He's in denial, right? But your mother, your mother in the house is here and making sure that her... she has a good, stable, secure life going forward. So that's what I'm saying, you know, regarding debt and all, if it's, I mean, how, he's got to do this. Everybody has to do this, you know.
Well, I just saw that I got to get the trust.
Nobody
hasn't been updated since 2011.
Right, and nobody wants to do that because now they're, kind of not, they would have to entertain a subject they don't want to entertain.
Yeah, and does he have an executor?
No.
So somebody's going to have to handle the estate. I'm not saying
we do, but the problem is it's got to be updated. I mean, my whole thing is that I got to get all this updated, but like they went to the doctor, they told him, and he doesn't ask questions. He's like, whatever.
Did they give him a expectancy?
No, because they're going to do more tests.
Oh, okay. So they haven't gotten to the numbers game yet. Okay.
Well, that's not in here yet. I'm not seeing, anything permanent.
Anything instantaneously looming around the corner.
He complains a lot about back pain.
Well, I can imagine, you know.
And you don't know, though. That's what you don't know. You don't know if it's related or not.
Daryl had a lot, remember?
Yeah, but
it was.
A lot of people do from other things. You just don't know if it's related. That's what's really
scary.
Well,
the thing is, if his signature is going to be needed on anything, it should be done while he's still, you know. Daryl got real loopy toward the last month of his life. And,
yeah.
And bear in mind, when the time does come, there'll be a period where he's actually passing over, but not quite, and he'll be hallucinating things. My dad kept telling everybody, be quiet. Me and the little boy are fishing. And he was in, terminal and in
bed. My Aunt Rose, when she passed in the house, she was seeing loved ones.
Yeah, and I've heard that a lot. I heard that a lot.
Yeah.
And Daryl, he would start yelling in my direction saying, don't you understand what I'm trying to tell you about fixing that? It was like some big ship part that he, was Q&A guy for the shipyard. So, but I think your dad is still kind of far from this stuff. So,
okay.
But, remember, I'm no God here. And Divine,
I know that.
Would say next Tuesday, hey there, Big Daddy, you're coming with me. So,
Yep. All right. Cool beans. Thank you.
Now, I know
I appreciate you guys.
I know you're going through the stages of grief over little Stella.
Well, lots of different shit going on.
And I wanted to mention to you, I see you here, and you are going to enter the stage of anger. It's, they have those stages. I forget her name. Kubla something, but...
What?
Kubla Khan.
Why would I enter anger?
Kubla Khan, that's...
part of the grief process.
Oh, that's that freaking name you always throw out there that I... tell you it sounds like an alien thing.
Yeah, it's like first is kind of like disbelief.
It's almost
then,
like Shaka Khan.
Yeah,
no,
and then
not.
Bargaining where you just say, if only I woulda or I shoulda. Or, and
I
then
went
the,
through it already. I already went through the anger phase. I went through the anger phase the minute I had to put her to sleep.
Well, you have new love coming to you there, baby, and it is going to really be a healing force in your life. Okay.
I hope so. I really could use it.
Yeah. It's under what it will surprise you. So, yes.
Oh, shoot. I should have asked about my other friend. Oh, I forgot. I'm bad.
You know where to find us. We
yeah,
do
we'll
mega, mega.
Yeah,
show.
I know where to find you.
We never tried to hide. Anyway, real quick, before you hit the road, Jack, we're going to give you your angel card reading.
All right.
Subject is nurture. Archangel Gabriel.
Well,
as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now.
That's a good one.
And it is. I mean, you got some shit going down in your life right now, so you got to make sure you nurture yourself or you're not going to be good for anybody.
Yeah, there's days you're going to you feel like you're crawling just to get through the day.
That's today.
Those are times when you should treat yourself to something that you really enjoy. Give yourself some creature comfort.
Right. Okay.
No,
I will
honey.
Do. Love you guys.
Love
all right.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Yeah.
Okie dokie. We're going to keep on. And right now we're going to go to area code 956, which is in the great state of Texas. 956, welcome to the show.
Hello there, Texas.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's your name, please?
My name is Tony.
Hi, Tony. Have we talked to you before?
I would say maybe about 2 months ago,
probably
longer.
Okay, well,
that's
welcome
cool.
back. Glad
well, we're
to
still
you.
The same people.
Yes, we are.
Thank
so,
you for taking the time. My question is, as far as my finance right now, do you see any change coming up or unexpected money? Maybe I'll win the lottery, I don't know.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, I got to play that.
I know, right?
Are you working? Do you have a job?
Yes.
So, but it's just, you need more?
Yes.
I think we have talked to you, now that I think
about
it.
Well, she said so.
Yeah. You're in Texas, right?
Yes.
Isn't there a lot of opportunity there? I was just curious.
I hope I didn't say something wrong. Yeah, no, I did. Is she looking for employment?
Well, more money.
Better employment.
Yeah, better.
So you're employed, but you would like to be happier or have more money or both? What is it?
To get out of debt.
Get
out of Texas.
Both should be the right answer. Yes, both should be the right answer. But sometimes Sometimes okay. Sometimes I'd be like, you know what? If the price is right, I'll shovel goat shit with my hands if the price is right. It never will be right, but I would do it. Yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm. You're a very humble man, Jimbo.
Yes, I am a money slut. Not, and it's not about sex. I like money. I like to pay bills. I like to have extra money in case things go wrong. Because
well,
they always
true.
Do in life.
Yeah, and our generation really hasn't planned well for that. We're the baby boomers.
That we're Americans.
Are you a baby boomer, Jim?
I don't know what the hell I am. I used to make babies. Does that make me a boomer?
I don't think so.
Boom, there's another baby. Hey, I'm a baby boomer. What do you
all
got?
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. You start looking around. Don't be desperate about it. But if you just casually start looking, I see a better paying job with better benefits coming to you.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
And I think it will be coming soon. Like we're in October, November. I would say around the first of the year,
ooh-hoo.
If not sooner.
If not sooner. But
okay.
Still, even the first year, that's a good way to ring in 2023.
Yeah, boy, isn't it?
Yep.
So
cha-ching.
Put a little bit of focus on it. But it's like it's going to literally fall into your lap.
Ah, the perfect scenario.
And there are a lot of free job sites
well, there's
on
four,
the internet.
There's so many that you could, like, go insane visiting them all.
You really could.
I have a job interview on Wednesday.
Well, great.
Nice. See, you're
then
already
that,
being proactive.
That could be a winning ticket for you.
You are wise. Be proactive. Take job interviews. Don't turn them down unless it's really a stupid job for, like, counting footballs or something. But if it's any kind of job, even if you don't think you'd want it, go for it,
it's
get the interview.
Good practice.
And if they offer it to you, say, I know how to nail down that interview. Now I'm getting better at my interview skills. I make them want me.
Yeah, and you know, you can always see if you can negotiate on the pay. Just it can't hurt.
Or they'll tell you
yeah.
up front, pay, it's not negotiable. They don't. If they don't, then you should ask them, hey, you told me the salary. Is that negotiable or not? I need to know.
If you want, we will be on the air next. Your interview is on Wednesday, right?
Yep.
We'll be on the air that night, that evening.
One of our usual shows, yes.
You should call back and find out what they're thinking about you, how the interview
went.
Yeah,
it would be cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unless, of course, you get the job on the spot.
But even then, you should go back and tell us.
Yeah, we'll celebrate with you.
Okay. It does happen.
Oh, God, I mean.
It does happen.
I hope
happen.
It's better. I mean.
It will be better.
I'm just looking for a little bit more money or surprise income. I don't know.
And that's what you should do. People should, unless you're like Bill Gates, but people should try to better themselves financially.
Tony, you have a lot of potential.
There's nothing wrong with it.
And you're probably young, aren't you? I mean, can I ask
you?
No.
Young.
I'm not
no, you're
not
young. Or no, I can't ask your age.
I mean, I don't mind saying, you know, I am 45. I am not yet.
Well, that's the new 25.
I hear you. I know what she's saying. Sometimes in the job market, that can be a rough struggle.
No, but you've got very good positives as a more mature person. You aren't going
to. Well, there's a lot of things that are benefits. They don't have to worry about this person going out and chasing tail and getting drunk and not showing up at work because they went to a Super Bowl party or doing stupid, irresponsible things.
Stable.
Right. Yes.
You'd be trustworthy.
You would take things they say at work seriously instead of going, boom, you know, like some young people do.
Yes. And a really good thing to say in job interviews is, I'm looking for a job with a business or a company where I can grow, where there will be more opportunity. That means you're going to stick around.
Yeah, it means I would like to be able to grow.
It's actually with the county.
Hey, that's great.
That's cool.
That is great. What do you want?
We must transition. We still have more callers.
Oh, yeah.
The subject of your angel card reading, do not hang up yet. Well, you don't have to hang up. I just put you folks on hold. To listen to the show. Overcoming difficulties is the subject. Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
Good. Like not having enough money and maybe some debt and not having enough with inflation. We're all hurting.
Yeah, I mean, it's just smart. You're just The smart thing to do is to always seek something better, unless you have that job that she wants, where you know that within that job it's going to move up, so you don't have to keep changing jobs.
That sounds like it has job security.
So you got
to attached to it. So good for you.
You are wise, grasshopper.
Yep.
Nope.
And go in there and knock them dead. All right.
That's right.
Look
Thank you.
You bet. And
word up on that dog.
We'll be waiting to cheer for you on Wednesday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let us know how that went.
Yeah, I'm dying to know.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it. I like it a lot. All right.
Yeah, this isn't some little startup or a fly-by-night, you know, business. This is the county.
I am
Simon for the county.
All right, little Glenn Campbell for you. What does he say? I worked the main road or something.
Yeah.
That song was that from like super early 70s, late 60s maybe? Let's not date ourselves. Let's go to area code 607.
Got it.
In the great state of New York, 607. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
You can indeed. Are you driving or are you on an airplane?
Now I'm driving, but I'm almost home. I'm sorry. I had to go pick up something, but I didn't, want to miss
you. It's
not
bad. It's not bad. It sounds okay so far.
Yeah.
We're doing good. We'll work with you. What do you got?
Well, first, what is your first name?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
My name's Becky. I've called you guys a couple times.
Great.
I don't think the gentleman, but definitely. It's been
Becky.
A while. But
all right,
my
Becky.
Question
well,
is,
we're all ears.
Do you see a relationship for me? Because I've been alone for a long time.
Well, then it sounds like you're ready.
Okay, well, that's a good question.
You know, it's the people that have been apart only, being alone for a couple months, and they're desperados.
Well, some people
I worry about them.
And some people came out of a relationship that was, like, over long ago, so it was kind of terrible. Breaking up took forever.
Yeah.
So even though they just broke up, they're not really not that broken up. They've, like, been over for, like, months. A lot of times it's kids, wives, living together. There's some, you know, stuff like that. But that is that, and this is her. So
I'm looking, Becky.
Does Becky have anything bouncing around that might be catching her eye?
Yeah, are you crushing on somebody?
No.
Okay, well, that's not so bad.
All
we just wanted to know. That just will help your card reading.
Yeah, we just wondered.
Writing the computer program, garbage in, garbage out. The more good info we have, the better your reading shall be.
That's right. Oh, boy, it's looking good.
I don't know if they use that term before.
What?
Garbage in, garbage out.
I think they do.
And that was like, I had computer programming in the early 80s, which is funny because nobody had a PC. But anyway, go ahead, Deb.
All right. Well, here's what I've got for you. Everybody's coming up under what will surprise you.
Mm.
So I think maybe these are turning into like Christmas wish list.
Popular tonight.
Yeah, it is.
You haven't had the for sure ever yet tonight.
No, we did not. I want to tell you that you're going into the holidays with a little bit of a dark cloud over your head. Because you know what? The holidays are tough. Everybody, it seems, has somebody.
They tug on the heart.
Yes.
One, even if it's not somebody, family, something in the past, it tugs on the heart a lot for whatever reason.
Yeah, and you said you've been alone a long time. So I say you're ready.
Yeah.
What I've got here, you're going to be invited to an event. Now, it could be anything from a house party, and this is over the holidays, a house party, or are you employed, Becky?
I am employed, yes.
Sometimes work has holiday parties, or sometimes you just go to some little mini convention that somebody's, hey, we just got to go check this out. They're having this little thing down at this job fair or this whatever fair.
Yeah, and you know what? You're not going to want to go. You're going to feel like, oh, watching all those people. The either dancing or laughing. You know, I know the feeling. I've been a widow 4 years now. So, but I'm going to urge you to go because you have a new love waiting for you there. I feel like we're almost doing let's make a deal or something.
Which door do you choose?
Yeah, behind door,
door number one. I will give you $60 or whatever.
And I really think you're going to be amazed at how much you and this new love will click, really click.
Okay.
And I think it's terrific. Now, you're not going to be, like, ready to just jump into his arms. You're going to be a little hesitant because, I mean, he knows what he wants and he's going after it. But he, what I perceive is, unless you do something different, he's going to leave that event going, oh, shucks, I really blew that. So how do you do it, Jim? You don't just throw yourself at somebody, but you let them know, hey, I'd be interested in a cup of coffee or, you know, maybe go out for dinner sometime, you know.
You mean how does she do it while they're talking or
yes.
or after the fact if they didn't connect?
No, they're going to connect. The thing is, he's going to feel, he's very sensitive, like, about people's feelings. This guy's ripe for picking.
Yeah, I mean, one of the easiest things, it could be cell phone number, email addresses or something. Somehow maybe you can just work that into exchanging. If you have a right conversation, you know,
text me.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. You know, text me about it. I got, you know, if you find something that you guys can talk about in common, you might say, hey, here's my number, text me, here's my email address.
Yeah.
I got some cool links I can send you about this.
Yeah, I think.
The door opener.
You will find a way.
Ow.
Because I think, don't hurt yourself.
I already did.
Because I really think that you are going to click with this guy really big. I want to mention one other thing before he does the angel harp thing.
There's
something around your house. Does your house need some work, or are you thinking of, I'm just wondering, because it looks like something is going to be a setback around your home very soon. So,
I can't get rid of the squirrels in my house. I've paid thousands of dollars to try to get rid of them, and they're still there.
That would piss me off paying that kind of money.
Are they in your house?
Yes.
Are they in the attic
or
the walls?
I paid money for them to seal my whole house up, and they're still there.
Do those places not guarantee their work?
I don't know. They suck. But
they suck, obviously.
They make it right every time I call.
Are they nesting up there?
Biscuit.
Oh, that's not good. You know, are they getting in the walls or anything?
They're in, like, an inaccessible attic, as far as we know. I can't.
Oh, yeah. And they're not doing good things there, Deb.
What are they eating?
They're not eating things, but they're going to make that into their home or whatever they have to do. And
do you hear them running?
Yes.
You know, I wouldn't like that, no.
See, I'm a bad guy. I like life. I have loved pets and stuff like that. But I always have this rule. If something enters my house, no matter what it is, I don't give a shit if it's on the endangered species list. I have given myself the authority to use deadly force to get rid of it. So my ass would be pumping some kind of toxic gas up there. I wouldn't even care.
There's got to be some kind of bait.
I would be getting angry and being very nasty about it.
And maybe get back to that exterminator.
But anyway, maybe we shouldn't get into that too much.
Anyway, I think you're going to have to be dealing with this. All right?
Yeah, I'm a killer when it comes to getting into my house.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm sorry. Here we go. This is an interesting one. We don't get this a lot, but I this could mean something to her.
All right.
The subject of her angel card reading is moon cycles.
Yeah.
Which is... That's really, if you look at all the, that goes back in the history of pre-recorded time where people really believed in the moon cycles and stuff. Anyway, Archangel Hanael, she's kind of a quiet one. Notice how the moon affects your energy and manifestations and capitalize upon these cycles. You really got to be into those, and you almost have to have a diary or some kind of a
book. I think we just came out of a full moon.
It wasn't that long ago, right. It wasn't that long ago. But, I mean, if a person really feels themselves sometimes, like mood shifts or different shifts in their life.
You might want to look into that.
You might want to write down, get a little calendar with a moon cycle and say, ah.
Well, look, they affect the tide.
Well, they affect a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the moon is the moon. And the moon is pretty important, yeah. All right.
Well, Becky, let us know how things go, okay?
Yes.
We want to follow
your... I will.
Your...
Thank you guys so much.
Right. Oh, you're welcome.
And damn those squirrels.
Yeah, get rid of them squirrels.
I know.
Yeah, we don't have to tell her. She's
crap. Take care, Ed. Bye-bye. Yeah, we laugh, but that can be really awful.
We do laugh, and I am deadly serious.
I wonder if they would.
People always feel bad about killing things in their house, but it's so good for nature. It's like, you know what? if you step foot in my house, you're my enemy. I don't give a shit who you are. I don't care if you're a ladybug sent by God. You should have went somewhere else and I'm squashing your ass. Right?
That's really bad luck.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't care. Deadly force. Deadly force if you enter my house. All right. That's always been my rule of thumb, and I've stuck by it, and I haven't been struck by lightning yet. Okay, let's see. We're going to area code 630. And 630 is back to Illinois.
Wow, Illinois. Welcome.
Welcome.
I don't live in Illinois anymore. I'm like your previous caller. I got out of that mess.
Oh, yeah, we understand. About 33, I'd say one third, 33 and a third percent of our callers are carrying around old area codes because that's what we do nowadays.
Yeah,
that is who it is. Yep.
So, hi, how are you?
Oh, my God, I'm doing so good. So, I'm relocating. You know that. I'm moving down to Florida. But I just today got this. I had like these big, I had to sell a car. I had this really heavy dining room table made out of marble that I needed to donate. Somebody just came and got it like an hour ago. So I'm like, oh, I cut the anchor loose. I can finally like, that was like the last thing I needed to get rid of.
Loud and clear.
Yep, you're doing great.
So where are we at?
What's your question for us?
What would you like to know?
Okay, so now that's the thing. What do I know that like I'm gonna buy a house down there, but not right away. What do you see my next? What should I be looking for as far as like housing for my intermediate step? But you know, going down there before I buy a house, but I know I got to, like, either rent someplace or what do you see for my living situation?
Well, here's the deal, and I'll step in without any intuitive card reading experience here. Right now, and I'm in the process of buying a place, and it keeps getting dragged out, but I keep paying to lock in the interest rate. The interest rate's already, they're blowing up.
Going to 7.
Yeah, they're blowing up. And that's what they said. They told me I have to pay like a whole whatever extra on my closing cost, whatever, to lock it in for another 30 days.
They got
to
get their money.
But it's saving me, and it's saving me like almost another 3%. Interest rates are going up. Houses are getting expensive. The market's going to start sucking, which is not good for you.
Oh, so it
probably tells me, you know what? She's going, where are you going, to Florida?
Yeah.
Well, a million rental places down there. So here we go.
This is good. This is really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of rental.
I think you're going to secure a place to live rather quickly. Now, I want to mention to you that my son transferred to Texas. It's kind of like a two-horse town in a way. You wouldn't think that there, but it's a thriving community, community.
I got you. I see which one. I got you.
Yes, okay. Midland. And
Roger that.
He actually was able to take a video tour of a home they rented, and they rented it before they got there.
Yeah.
And the management company took them right through on video. He could see everything. And I went there and visited. It was gorgeous.
Texas and Florida different.
You may want to take a look around and put some little nibbles out.
Hopefully she already is.
See you're going to land something really quick.
Got to be proactive.
Yep. Yeah.
You do. You does indeed.
I've got to ask you, because I can't remember with all the people that call. Do you have a partner? Do you have a significant other?
No, I'm single.
Well, I've got news for you. There's more than just an adventure or wanting to go forward in your career that's compelling you to move to Florida. Your future mate is waiting for you there. I love these.
Mate.
And this is under what you do not expect. Partner, husband, you know, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, and it's at the end of that trip. Could be a neighbor. Could be a coworker. You know?
It's something to do with the relocation.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You have to make this trip for the two of you to meet.
Yeah, I think she's already going. We already know that trip's going down. She's just hoping that she can secure residence.
You are going to be on such an upswing as far as good fortune comes. Make the most of it. while you've got that upswing, because she's going to make some real strides.
Like Jimmy Buffett said, changes in latitude, changes in attitude.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, so do your thing.
Stand by. Excuse me. Subject of your angel card reading is patience. There's an interesting one. We don't see this one a lot.
No.
Archangel Raphael, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize.
Mm-hmm.
Still, they need nurturing and patience. And it shows the Archangel basically watering flowers not fully there yet.
Yeah, so you're growing your own garden.
You're tending to your
garden,
but your dreams are there. You're working on it. Do not give up on them.
Oh, I'm excited for you. I really am. So thank you so
much for calling.
Oh, I've been to Florida.
Thank you so much.
I hope you will keep us with you in your travel.
Oh, yeah. You know where to find us.
Yeah.
I'll call you when I'm heading down.
Yeah.
Or whenever else you want. Yeah.
We would love that.
Yeah, heading down if you want to call before, during, after. Yeah.
We had a caller who went from Delaware all the way to Los Angeles. Just on a whim, she
was
packed,
it Delaware?
Yeah, she packed her car.
Oh, I do remember that.
And she called the show while she was going through the Midwest.
Well, and her plan was she was going to stay in her car and then see what happened.
Yeah.
And
And she landed a job, a great apartment.
And we haven't heard her since. That means everything's rolling good.
I guess she has no more questions.
Yeah, that means life is good. All right, well, thank you so much.
Take care now.
Y'all come back.
Good night.
Okay, honey. Bye-bye. All righty, this is going to be our last.
It is going to be our last, and I did extend the show
because
I didn't want to screw the last caller because that would be not cool.
All righty then. Oh, that
and
was
we
great.
Probably know who it is, but let her announce her name to the whole world. 443 Maryland, who are we talking to?
It's Teresa.
There we go. There's one of two people.
Hi, Teresa. How are
that
you?
I was guessing.
I'm all right.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys remember me.
Yes.
I was the
do.
One that got married.
Yeah. And you were from Canada, weren't you?
No? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's cool. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Well, for us, a long time.
I didn't know.
Well, you got to catch us up here.
Yeah. What brings you to the show?
I just wanted to ask a question.
Okay.
I just found out that I was pregnant. I just wanted to know if it's going to be successful.
You were going to say that. I did. In fact, I was going to jokingly say, oh, tell us you're pregnant. Okay, you want to know if it's going to be successful.
You want to know if that, the pregnancy is going to go through full term.
Do you have issues with pregnancy?
Yeah, you got to. Obviously, you must have a history.
No, I have older children, like two older children. But, I did, like, on the year 2020, I did have a miscarriage then.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, so you got a concern. We hear
well,
you.
Well, and remember, this is what I was told when I had one. Remember that the good, healthy apple can't be shaken from the tree. And so sometimes these things are a misfire, and they need to go back. The way my son said it is...
It's Darwin.
Baby had to go back to baby land.
It's Darwin. Darwin trying to, the species is trying to stay alive, and if something wasn't coming out right, then, cruel as it is, the DNA, Darwin stuff says, that's got to go.
Yeah.
And that doesn't. We always know that's a misfire, too. But anyway, what have we got, Deb?
We're
well, the card's
there.
Going on. I'm sorry. She just started putting the cards down. That's cool.
Okay.
So,
boy, something wonderful in your work is coming up.
Okay.
I just had that.
Stuff.
If I see something really is enormous,
And everybody, the late in the show, and a lot of people are gone, but that's true. If you ask a specific question, don't be. She's going to tell you if she's something else. You forget to mention that.
It's a great. Oh my gosh, it's a big opportunity coming for you, and it'll bring a big change for you. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know I am not an obstetrician or a doctor or anything like that. But first of all, I've got to tell you, the love around you is enormous. It's under sure to come true. You are, in my estimation, you are going to give birth to a very healthy baby full term.
Okay. Thank you so much.
That's what she so she sees
and
that without any medical
no.
credentials.
Are you early
know.
Pregnant or are you, you know?
I don't know. I don't know exactly. It's just that I contacted a really good spiritual advisor, and she's apparently very popular. And I had like I think it was implantation bleeding. Because I was just, like, I just got my period, so I was just, like, it was, like, really pinkish, like, very, really light. And that was only for one day, so I was just, like, and,
my,
you know, my period's been out of whack, too.
Well, my daughter-in-law had that for actually a couple of weeks, and she
yeah.
still gave birth to a beautiful, healthy baby.
No, it's not, it, yeah. now we see extra concerns. Yep, we understand.
Yeah, but I think the rest is going to go really well for you. If I saw any matter of concern, I would have told you that. But,
okay.
You've got the golden ticket with all that love around you.
Thank
boy,
you so much.
If I could sell it in a bottle, I'd be a billionaire. Unfortunately.
Are you serious?
Huh?
Yeah, I'm just joking.
Oh, I know
you're being sarcastic.
Well, funny.
That's what we do for a living.
Yeah.
Of course, we don't
yeah.
make much out for a living, but, you know.
Well, take care. Wait, did you do it? No, we have a card reading.
Stand by
Pardon
for
me?
Your angel card reading before you depart.
Yeah, angel card reading.
Yeah, but Mike, you've got to put your glasses on. The subject of your angel card reading is spiritual understanding. Another one we don't see a lot of. Archangel Raziel, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths. That's some deep
yeah,
stuff
that is
there.
Deep. So, thank you. And
you
take good care of
that.
Yourself.
Well, she's got a lot going on in her.
Yeah.
Life.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. You're so
oh,
wonderful.
You. Thank you very much for
take
holding
care.
Me.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye
now.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, unfortunately, those that have just called in, we have to give it a wrap.
Yeah, we're sorry. We do have to go.
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
And
all to you folks, we have a lot of new. We had a lot of traffic. Oh, Luna just showed up and she's having some tacos.
Oh,
from work. Or
I'm jealous.
Tacos are great. Always a winner. Always.
I love
a winner.
Them.
And we have a lot of new folks asking about stuff. My advice to the Facebook new folks on Facebook is when you like the Psychic Love Doctor. Show Facebook page or whatever. Take a look around. You can get a lot of information. You can learn a lot. We do a lot of shows. If you follow us, you'll get notified every time we go live. You also see some links to her website where you can learn more about what she does. I mean,
yeah.
Nose around her little Facebook page and you'll learn a lot. And keep coming to the shows.
Yes, we'd love to see all of you.
We do mega shows. We do mini shows a week. I mean, the bare minimum... Except when we travel and got really sick. We do bare minimum is three.
Yeah.
We usually do Monday, Wednesday, Friday guaranteed. Typically, it's more like 5 out of 7 days. And sometimes it's been 7 out of 7. You never know.
So we will look for you. Seriously.
You got to. It's what? Halloween. You got to let it rip. Hey, this happy Halloween's coming up. Now, the vlog talkers, all they can hear is some weird stuff. We've got our cool little Halloween toy. It's a skeleton dog. Face lights up, legs it today. You know,
all right,
folks
Sparky, go
oh,
sit down.
Folks saw great.
Oh, yeah. All right, everybody.
This show is over, say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.